USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are putting your great Indiana coal miners and steel workers back to work.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana.
We're reclaiming our nation's proud manufacturing heritage and putting tariffs on foreign producers who cheat our workers and cheat our companies. Not fair.
The flag-draped casket carrying John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. Secretary of Defense James Mattis escorting wife Cindy McCain, the children of the late senator, also on the tarmac. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Four people killed in a Greyhound bus crash in New Mexico on Interstate 40. This is 90 miles west of Albuquerque. State police say the bus driver colliding with a truck. The National Transportation Safety Board sending a go team to investigate. A tribute concert for Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, in Detroit, Michigan.
We are here to celebrate the life, the love, and the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin.
Singer Joan Belgrave belting out Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood at the sold-out show.
Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all of them damn pills.
Former President Bill Clinton expected at Aretha's funeral. And watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 137 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ahead of the Labor Day long holiday weekend, gas prices on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks down the numbers.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels, because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are in the middle of hurricane season and two new storms churning. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land. According to the National Hurricane Center, it's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.